Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Peregrino Bremer. I'm from SUNY Downstate Healthcare Center. The department I'm with is the Health Disparities Department, which deals in minority health. I'm very, very happy to be here at the APHA conference. Happy my abstract was selected. And great to be in DC, because DC I consider my second home. So this abstract is on the impact of race, ethnicity on the link between sleep duration and hypertension. I don't have any financial relationships to disclose. All right. So in this presentation, I'm going to be linking three different subjects: hypertension, sleep duration, and race and ethnicity. The prevalence of hypertension, an important cardiovascular disease, has increased in recent years despite advances in management, control, and awareness of hypertension. Indeed, about one in three Americans suffers from hypertension, which is a leading worldwide cause of mortality, preventable death. In this same period, average sleep time has steadily declined in the United States. And of course, this is due to activities of daily living, stuff we are doing that's competing with our sleep, and then increased exposure to light, you know, daylight hours. So sleep duration has decreased. Current evidence, including recent publications of Gangwish et al., have identified and described a link between sleep duration, short sleep to be precise, and hypertension, and the incidence of hypertension. Proposed mechanisms for the development of hypertension in sleep duration include increased catecholamine synthesis, lack of the blood pressure reducing effect of sleep, with concurrent adaptations and remodeling of the heart, which leads to sustained blood pressure. We have increased salt retention and waking to stressors. Hypertension is a very significant healthcare disparity in the United States. And as the moderator introduced, among the objectives of healthcare, Healthy People 2020 is identifying major minorities and healthcare disparities in minority populations. African Americans are twice as likely to die from complications of hypertension than their white counterparts. And African Americans have been reported to have a 44%, the highest rate of hypertension in the entire world. Various factors have been associated with increased prevalence of hypertension in this minority population. And the different mechanisms that have been described to be associated with this prevalence include different mechanisms for this increased prevalence of hypertension include increased salt sensitivity and sodium absorption in the black race, the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, adrenergic receptors and transforming growth factor hyperexpression and nitric oxide pathways. In the data from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, NHANES, has shown that blacks are more likely to have three of the metabolic syndrome's five criteria: that's diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Now, in par with this, blacks have report short sleep duration, and that is sleep of less than or equal to 6 hours per night day, or long sleep, which is greater than or equal to 8 hours, more than their white counterparts. Studies that we did from the 2005 NHIS database show that blacks were twice as likely as whites to report short sleep duration. And poorer, inadequate sleep in blacks has been linked to poorer metabolic parameters in this minority population, including, you know, poor metabolic parameters, emotional health, and overall a greater mortality in this ethnic racial group. So in this study, we examined the differential and racial effects on the link between sleep duration and hypertension. Our data was taken from the National Health Interview Survey 2009, which is a cross-sectional household interview where the interviewers from the United States Census Bureau use a system CAPI, computer-assisted personal interviewing, to collect their data. And our participants were from 18 to 85 years, 55% were women, and 87% were whites, 13% were blacks. Probability samples were taken from all 50 states, including DC. Respondents selected were 25,352, and we collected sociodemographic data and physician-diagnosed chronic conditions. We also got their estimated habitual sleep duration and mood ratings. In our analysis, we focused on the associations between race and ethnicity to identify the links between sleep duration and hypertension. So here are our results. So this column behind is the black race, and this is the white race or ethnicity. And this is the prevalence of different cardiometabolic diseases in African Americans and whites. So we can see from our results that the African Americans had an increased odds of reporting being overweight or obesity, an increased odds of 1.42 compared to their white counterparts. For hypertension, African Americans had an increased odds of 1.4 to their white counterparts to report hypertension. And for diabetes, they had an increased odds of 1.6 reporting hypertension to their white, diabetes than their white counterparts. For heart disease, blacks had a decreased odds of 0.74 to report heart disease compared to their white counterparts. And all these results were statistically significant. This figure compares relationship between sleep duration and hypertension among blacks and whites. So like I said, in this presentation, we are trying to combine these different things and see whether sleep has its unique association, sleep duration, across races. So here we have the whites and blacks, and this is the incidence of reporting short hypertension in white short sleepers. So in white short sleepers, in black short sleepers, there was an increased odds of reporting hypertension, 1.43, compared to their white counterparts. And here in your black long sleepers, black long sleepers also had an increased odds of reporting hypertension, 1.8, compared to their white counterparts. And these results were statistically significant. In this chart, we have the old chart right here. This is the old chart. And these two columns added, in these two columns, we are, after removing, adjusting for the effects of our confounders, age, sex, education, obesity, diabetes, and hypertension and heart disease, the odds ratio for black short sleepers reporting hypertension increased from 1.43 to about 1.66, whereas the odds ratio in black long sleepers reporting hypertension remained relatively the same. It changed to 1.78. So, long sleep has in the past been associated with obesity and stroke, according to Chen et al. And Marshall et al., but till now hasn't been consistently associated with hypertension. So that's one of the things that we observed from this study. And further mechanistic studies on exploring the link between long sleep and hypertension would be in order. Behavioral interventions targeting blacks with this established, especially with further mechanistic studies on both the links between sleep duration and hypertension, and then sleep duration and hypertension, especially in the black minority population, behavioral interventions would be in order to target blacks to promote better health education, better knowledge about awareness about sleep health and sleep hygiene. These things will be important, will be an important approach to decreasing the health disparity in this minority population. Indeed, from a study, blacks are 29, only 29% of blacks have reported that their physicians or health providers have asked them about their sleep duration. So also to be important to have physicians, more importantly, asking about sleep duration and sleep habits among this minority population to reduce that gap. In conclusion, our study suggested that black short sleepers are at increased risk of reporting hypertension compared to their white counterparts. And this is in tandem with prior evidence suggesting that blacks are at greater risk of worsened cardiometabolic disease and parameters than whites. Then our study also suggested that the risk of hypertension may actually be greater among black long sleepers. This should be further explored. Thank you very much. Any questions?
We have time for a few questions. Does anyone have a question for Dr. Graymer?
Were you able to tell from the data whether the greater risk in African Americans was associated because they are extremely short sleepers, or you know, they were reporting that they were sleeping, say, less than 4 hours, so the severity of short sleeping, or was there, did it seem to be due to some other?
Could you just expatiate? I don't want to know exactly.
So what I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to ask whether the survey, the study data, lent itself to understanding why there was a greater risk among African Americans of hypertension associated with short sleep. Is the difference between whites and blacks that in the distribution of sleep duration? African Americans are, for whatever reason, are sleeping extremely short periods of time, significantly shorter than whites.
Okay. Thank you very much. So he's asking whether the difference is due to an extreme, you know, African Americans being on the extreme ends of the spectrum in short sleep compared to their white counterparts. Now, I guess. Now, in this study, collecting data, the data was collected nominal. We had, you know, you asked the respondents were asked, how many hours do you sleep? And it was recorded 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. So for this study, what we used was respondents reporting that they slept less than 6 hours or equal to 6 hours. So it could be anywhere. It could be more critical levels or so we use that as a general pool. We didn't separate that any further than that. But depending in sleep deprivation studies, it's been shown across both races that in sleep deprivation studies, when you limit people's sleep to like 3 to 4 hours, that significantly increases their sympathetic activity and that leads to increased blood pressure. Now, the question on the exact where we classify short sleep. That's the whole short sleep. In some studies, you could look at below 5 hours or less, and some categorizations have short sleep at 6 hours or less. But within both, and when we're studying our data, even when you look at those who sleep less than 5 hours, you have a similar risk. But from that cutoff point of 6 hours or less, we had very significant results. So all those people within that category gave that. I don't know if I was able to answer the question. Yes?
One more short question.
Okay. Yes, I have a question about whether or not these risks
affect
your sleep are not what the associations were when you did run the correlation.
said that was a short question.
Oh, sorry.
Can you answer?
Okay, thank you very much. Janisha?
Naisha.
Thank you. Now, she's trying to ask what other confounders we didn't consider and that could might have a significant impact on our results. And that's a very, very great question. Firstly, when studying race, there's this whole question on the definition of and how much we can separate the races. Because so many more things are involved in race disparity studies than just the race. So there's all these aspects of, you know, social, you know, there are health-seeking behavior, there are social, you know, stressors that could link both ways with sleep. You know, we try our best in this study to eliminate, and this study and other studies we've done within this group, where we try to eliminate as much of social stressors as we can. Or we have questions on mood, depression, so we ask, you know, are you depressed? Do you have? So we try to eliminate, you know, as much of that as we can. But overall, these aspects, this is a very, very serious issue. But in dealing with this healthcare disparity, what we propose is, so long as you deal with that sleep, if you can address short sleep duration of its own, that could lead to significant improvement in, you know, the gap between the correlation with hypertension. Now, whether the stressors leads to the short sleep or the short sleep leads to social stressors, that's a whole area to be explored in detail, and then how we'll be able to address the stressors, which, you know, might be more difficult to address and reduce the stressors. But as much as we can, we try in these studies to try to identify as many, you know, questions on stress and then remove anxiety, depression. We factor that in and then see what disparity, you know, and how significant the results are. I don't know if you want to.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.